Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need pain, lot of slang. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 433 of Fourth and Jones. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime, a.k.a. Primo, a.k.a. Luciano, a.k.a. a lot of things, and Tim Kincaid in the building. It's training camp season. That means guys like Saquon Barkley put on the pads for the first time. You know, he put on the uniform, but today he got to put on the pads. You know, we got a great opportunity. Shout out to Mel for allowing us to get a chance to go to camp. He brought these degenerates to camp. Shout out to Breezy in the house. The rest of us are degenerates, but it was a great day at camp. We bumped into some guy you might know. Shout out to Hollis in the building, signing autographs. But overall, it was a good day. It was a good day. Usually, I tried to like contain it, but once you get in the camp, the juices start flowing, and then you start doing things like you're a kid again. So had a good time out there. Good weather. But overall, I'm excited for camp, man. It's here now. It's really here. I mean, we went to camp yesterday, I'm gonna be honest, and there were no pads. Today there were pads. So I feel like it did a disservice to us for getting to see some like really good one-on-ones, got to see, you know, some team drills, but it wasn't like what they saw today. So, but it was a great time. That's all I got.
Yo, shout out to you. Shout out to you for you know, making a presence there. I like how you're doing your little dance in the 360 joint. You look like you're barbecuing something with some old grandfather flip flops.
Well, they tell you to do some kind of move, and I'm like, all right, I just do something. you know, I tried to make Prime proud, but Prime showed up a little late.
Did you you get any good insight on your son at all? Is what I was asking. Quinyon?
Oh, Quinyon. I didn't really get too much crazy intel down there. It was kind of like I was trying to see everything. I mean, Prime could talk to it. Like, you're trying to really just. I remember Prime telling me you're talking about like I gotta focus.
And I think that was probably the most focused that I was yesterday. I mean, because my intentions to be in there was to find Saquon, And again, you know, let it sink in, see him in the Eagles jersey. And I didn't get the privilege to do that because he decided to take off yesterday. Personal reasons, respect that. So it's like I was telling Breezy and telling Gail, also telling Mel, like, I guess I'm going to have to wait till that first game of the season to actually have this shit kick in. Because, I mean, what's making it harder and harder is just, like, you know, the fact that I'm still, you know, hearing about him with the Giants organizations, the triumph that they went through with him and all stuff like that. So it's just like, it's just not there. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest with everybody. It's just not there yet. So when I see it live in person, it's something different, man.
Speak about live and in person, before we forget, not that we could forget, but we witnessed the most, not since Braveheart have I felt like a moment that I had to get out of my chair and do something. But, Ev, I mean, you're the man of the hour. You represented the brand at the Red Bull Championship run. Well, tell us what that experience was like.
That was really cool, dude. Honestly, I'll get a little – get my sponsor in there. Red Bull keeps me going. But, no, it was a really cool event. I think that they – you know, it couldn't have gone better. Obviously, it would have went better if I had gotten to the end of the poll and gotten the flag. But that was quite a pipe dream as I got closer to it. You get up close and personal to that thing and it looks a lot bigger, than it does from afar. I'm not going to lie. And then I will also let you know that, you could see like the grease on the pole and it looked like you had about 3 feet of ungreased pole that you could get a good first step on. That's deceptive. Completely deceptive. The entire thing is greased beyond belief. Hurt myself a little bit going down, but it was a fun time. It was one of those things you could check off, you know? How many times are you able to enter in a competition like that? And also, I swam in the Delaware, which I never wanted to do, but I could say that I did at this point. So
you did get interviewed by Bo Allen as well.
Got interviewed by Bo Allen. That was nice. That was a good time.
That's cool. Yeah, he was digging the shorts.
Yeah.
He was digging the shorts. Nah, but listen, man, big ups to you for even making that happen, Evan. I mean, like,
for sure.
I was actually riding home today. I'm thinking about that. Like, this crazy SOB. Like, I still can't get over the fact that he did that. Yeah, maybe back in my 20s, I probably would have been right along with you. But, yeah, not this time of my life. And then, yeah, I went back and I played the video. And I think my reaction on when you took that hit was probably the funniest because I mean, it was just a clear oh shit.
Hey, when I see it, right when I see it, his ass cheek, you can just deflate it.
Bro, and that was the same side of the hip that I had broken before, and so I'm sitting there. Oh, I'm like, man. I can move it. And I feel yeah. Fine, but I was hurting. I feel great now, though.
We were all on our tippy toes. Looking for this.
Yeah.
Oh, looking for this. Yeah. I have a question though. What was really interesting when you got out of the water, you said it was actually warm this
week. Nice and warm.
Surprisingly, dude. Like I went in there, I was sitting thinking about like, I mean, it's a river, it's dark, you know, it's murky. I just figured it was gonna be cold for some reason, and that it was man, like a lot of, it was like bath
pee
water,
in there. There's a lot of pee in there.
That man,
hey,
that
who's
man
swimming had, in it?
That man had the taste of all forefathers. You know what I mean? Abraham Lincoln done took a piss in that. George Washington, Franklin, all the
decaying bodies at the bottom of it.
Oh man!
Oh, that was funny.
Tim, did you jump in any pools lately? I know it's been hot in AZ.
Yes, I did get in a pool. I definitely want to send a shout out to my daughter, man. Cheerleading is rough, okay? I think it was at 150 schools, she got second. Her little school got second. So cheerleading is rough, bro. I didn't know.
What's up, man?
Bro, yeah, you know, and she was hot. Like, she was mad. And, like, I seen my daughter competitiveness come out, and I was so proud. Like, the little girl that was on the side, because my daughter's she's a big girl for her age, and so my daughter is like the back spotter. My daughter was only supposed to be on the back. My daughter went from the right side and picked the girl up, put her on her on the other girl's shoulder. And then twisted her and made her fit right. She was hot. Like, she was like, no, like, I can't believe we're not going to win. I was like, dog, my daughter is like the Kobe Bryant of cheerleading.
Yeah, she's got that competitor in
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I love it. I love it, man.
Yeah, it's great to see. No, but the Red Bull event was cool. Also got they you know, that was a nice little dinner afterwards at the Liberty Point. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we were all surprised on that.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. I mean, Gail's probably gonna go ahead and talk about it because I acted like a fool. As soon as we found out that the food was free, it was funny because we're all talking, we're like, maybe we should go somewhere else, and then they were like, yeah, right, it's whatever. And then, you know, Evan, I guess, decided to go ahead and ask the question, is this part of the, you know, the VIP? And she said, yeah, everything is free. And then once she said that, I turned back around like, oh, their mom is staying right here.
We had talked about this earlier. I said, come on, man. It's VIP. It's free food and drink. But everyone sat up in the chair and prompts like, I'll take two Coronas.
Oh, I bet.
I had to ask.
I bet twice, you like, Primo was the one. Listen, Primo was the one. I had to grab it
twice. I was like, did I hear you correctly? Did you say everything's included, like drinks and all? She said, everything's free. I said, well, can I get a Corona? I was like, you know what? No, make that two Coronas.
But before we get started, we want to give Sean a shout out. Sean and Jess got engaged.
Congratulations.
Last week. No, 2 weeks ago. So shout out to Sean in the building. And I know everyone wants to talk about the, camp right now. And I feel like the first couple of days of camp, there were no pads. Mm-hmm. You know, people, be reporters taking stats of how many balls hit the ground. You know, Jalen Hurts was like 15 of what, like there was no real pressure. The fourth practice, he got some pressure. And again, when you start looking at the details of how these said notes get reported by beat reporters, because you're there watching it with them and they're reporting while you're watching, and you look over and you're seeing some guys get pressure on a sack or something like that. And then you realize how many linemen were hurt or out of position, or, you know, that's the kind of thing you have to, like, there's going to be notes, and there's a whole bunch of notes that I've been taking down. But overall, I just feel like there'll be notes, but you can't take that one specific. If it's against the third team, defensive offensive lineman, or it's Fred Johnson versus Nolan Smith, it'd be different if it was another guy named Lane Johnson, not Fred Johnson. It'd be different. But Nolan Smith was the talk of the town yesterday. You know, he got off two back-to-back plays against Fred Johnson. I mean, it's nice to hear, but again, it's a long process. We're gonna take a note. What stood out to you that you've heard, Evan?
There was one that has definitely piqued my interest, and that is because it, when you read it, just by itself without context, you wouldn't think about it. But last year, the one thing I noticed about Jalen Hurts, especially before the beginning of the slide even happened, Jalen Hurts' speed last year seemed to really, like, I remember watching him running out bouncing it outside on some running plays and just seeing him and thinking to myself last year, he looks like a step slower than he was the previous season, the year that we went to the Super Bowl. And there's been just reports about how he is still heavily involved in the run game and how he looks even faster than last year. And that just got me feeling good because I really, obviously, a big contributor to the collapse of last season, I think, was the ill-equipped coordinators. However, I think that Jalen Hurts was really bogged down by an injury that was bothering him, that was kind of hindering his speed. And to see that he is fully back and healthy and, running at top speed again, I'm all about it, man.
Yeah, he was moving fairly fast. I seen him take off a couple times. I think he's got the juice. Mm-hmm. He's got the juice again.
You got the juice now.
You got the juice now, Jalen. I do think, the arms look live. I've seen him hit Devontae Smith on multiple crossers while I was at practice. He overthrew John Ross on the road that we were at. But that was right in front of us. But
that was another thing I had noticed, though, too, is that they opened up day one with Paris Campbell as the wide receiver three. And pretty soon after John Ross, it seems like they are open to just see who the best fit is there. I wouldn't necessarily nail Paris Campbell as the wide receiver three yet. And I think it was Kempsky that mentioned that it's more than likely that he could see Howie trade him for a wide receiver. Ty Lockett! Come to the other bird nest.
It'd be weird to see Seattle trade a hometown hero like that.
They got wide receivers falling out of their pockets now.
It'd be interesting. But Bruce asks, how is the D line looking? I think Jordan Davis was blown the line up. I think he's got a new haircut, guys. He got rid of the dreads. Does this mean he's all business now? Because there's no party. It's all business.
I have a question about that. So you guys were there. Facts. When you seen him with the haircut, with a fade, like you got a fade or a tape, either way. He has a small head for a big body. Did it look like King Cooper or something like that? One of the Cooper people? So how did he look?
He could definitely pass as one, yeah, for sure. Because
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You've seen him all season last year with the amount of hair he had on his head. And then to come back this season with the short hair that he's got. I mean, I ain't mad at it, but it's like Gail said. I mean, it's all about business, I guess, with him this year. So, yeah, he definitely could get away with the Cooper look, for sure.
Hey, if he drops, like, 2 pounds with the hair off.
I think he dropped 2 pounds with it. Yeah.
Cool.
I guess that's what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
His counterpart, Jalen Carter, has been a menace. I heard he tossed Becton aside. Becton in person is a big man. You thought, you know, Melada's a big man, but this guy is also another big man. And something we talked about during the offseason, him playing right guard is now a thing. With Steen, with the ankle injury, here we go. The Eagles also picked up another guard today from he played with the Commanders and the Giants. We got rid of Mario Goodrich, so we have a potential versatile offensive lineman. What was the name again?
Is it Gabe?
I missed it. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
He's got some starts to him. He's got some starts to him, but again, it makes you think. You know, with Landon Dickerson. He got shaken up on a play. You know, he was dealing with a toe laceration, and he wanted everyone to know that it was not from the
slip and slide. He was talking to you in particular, who was all,
about
the slip and slide.
But the Eagles did sign O-line Nick Gates and release Mario or DB Mario Goodrich. Experienced play for the – did he play for the Commanders too?
Commanders and Giants.
And Giants, yeah. So he's well known in the division. So hey, man.
I mean, he also flipped right off guard. Birds fans though when he came to the link.
Okay. Mm. Well, hey, in Philadelphia, that's what we do. So welcome home.
I mean, we could always welcome him back with the same thing in return.
Facts.
You know, going back to the D line, one person that I noticed yesterday, Nolan Smith. In person, looks great, man. He's in great shape, and he looked very, very versatile yesterday on that line, man. He was doing his thing again. I know it wasn't pads and all that stuff, but it was like you could just see the quickness, the speed. I mean, it was just like the minute Jalen was hiking that ball, he was already in the old lineman's face. You know what I mean? And that, it was crazy. It was crazy to see. Nolan Smith, I think, is definitely bound to have. You know that breakout year.
I like that. The geek freak.
Now, geek freak is dope, especially with them glasses.
Now, Todd asks, "What's the energy like with the team?" I'd say business like. It's two words, but it's business like. It seems like everybody is on that.
But we got to keep it real though. There were a couple people we questioned because of the body language yesterday. You know what I mean? Let's. Let's not hold.
I'm saying veteran wise. The veteran presence right now, like, I feel like everyone's locked in, but I feel like the guys that are looking for roles, like we were talking about wide receiver three early, Nia Smith, he hasn't had the best.
I've heard he struggled as a punt receiver as well.
Yeah, I heard he had a couple balls dropped on the field, huh?
But he did have a nice play yesterday. But I think that's a part of being a pro. I think he's going to have to learn as he goes.
It's going
to
take time.
Yeah. You know, I have a question. Has there any YouTube videos been posted since?
No.
Which is good.
No. I do have a question since you guys were there. You tell me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing it through your lenses. This is from Paris Campbell. He said his first appearance with the Eagles and OTAs from the jump. I was like, damn, we already grinding. What's going on? Usually at the start, it's chill. I asked people, what was y'all doing last year? What happened last year? He's like, nah, bro. But we finished 1-7. Ain't sweet no more. So was that like what you guys were getting the vibes from?
I feel that. I definitely feel that.
I think one thing, you know, in that same vein that I saw that I absolutely loved, you know, obviously last year and for the past decade or so, Jason Kelce has been the leader of the offense of the team, the vocal guy in the locker room. And one thing that I'm kind of starting to slowly bud up and see and emerge is Jordan Mailata. I think he's starting to take that leadership role. I think Kelce has kind of passed the torch on to him. And you talk he was really disappointed the first day with the offensive linemen. I think they had like three false starts the first day of training camp, and he was on their ass about it. And he was holding them responsible, and all the offensive linemen were running gassers afterwards. And I think that's exactly what I want to see. Like I think that Mailata is filling in that leadership role, and you know, obviously, just adds on to the craziness that is the Jordan Mailata story. I mean, like, this guy has really been a diamond in the rough that we've found.
All-American dream.
There's definitely a tone in his voice that I've, you know, he's always been kind of jovial and like, but I figure that he either Stoutland or Kelce has probably said to him, like, look, you got to step up now. It's your time to shine. I feel like that's what I kind of see. Wealthy Mind says, after the 2022 summer training camp, I've learned not to take it too serious. They've had a mediocre to borderline bad camp, and Jalen's MVP finalist, and 3 points away from beating Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And again, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. You also got to take every note and make, depending on who says what, take it with a grain of salt. But I always take all the information in. Me and the boys have a Google Doc of every single note that we can get our hands on. And we just throw it in there for every single position player on the squad. Uh-huh. So we can go back and look at the notes and compare what we see. We do have a open practice on Thursday for those who are going to be in attendance. You still can get tickets for $10. All charity proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a great cause, but it's going to be your best opportunity to see the team live before preseason. And I think, again, like, we went to the NovaCare, it was cool, but you're going to see more action at the open practice than what we saw. I think one thing that really made me happy today is hearing the Quinyon Mitchell versus AJ Brown goal line. The fact that Quinyon is, like Lex said, during the Senior Bowl, him calling guys out and picking the best and say, he's doing the same thing here. He's only said, I'm only going up against AJ down there because that's how he's built. And he trash talking to AJ. That's not the smartest thing to do, but he does it. And I got the overall vibes that I'm getting from veterans that they talk about Quinyon. He's very quiet, but he likes to joke and talk smack. But he said, I leave what I said to AJ between me and him. They've asked him on multiple platforms, different interviews. He doesn't talk much. He's like, this is between me and my teammates. I love the energy.
I love that.
So Q is getting rave reviews today. I know below us we have a Ringo Stan and Roger Stan, right?
Yeah. I mean, as of early days in the camp, kind of what I've been seeing is that it's Ringo's job to lose right now, that CB2 spot.
Even Merrill said that Isaiah Rogers was his shoo-in for Dark Horse.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, we saw it yesterday, hands on. Like, I mean, there was the big bomb to Nagata. And I mean, it looked like it was going to be a clean reception for a good 10 seconds. And then out of nowhere, Isaiah Rogers just comes and swats the ball out. Like, everybody was just like shocked. Like, where did he come from? Like, you didn't even see him in the picture. I mean, it was like literally in front of
across
him.
The field.
And all you saw was Nagata by himself. And then out of nowhere, here comes Isaiah Rogers right into the picture and just swats it out. So I was just like, yo, I go to Gale and I was like, the sleeper. I told you, the sleeper.
I mean, I think right now, but then they also today, first team reps at slot went to Quinyon. So it's a very interesting mix. He said Avante has been giving a lot of tips. Slay as well. Said that him and Cooper have had their own kind of rookie film study group. They're super tight. But you know, just overall, I think we have some really great competition. So I think by the end of camp, we should have that figured out.
You think Avante makes the team?
I think so. Versatility.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about like, go ahead, Tim.
Apply pressure. Apply.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. You're applying pressure because you want to see the competition be raised. This is what it needs to be. Is this a sweet over here? Like, we need to see what you got, and I'm going to put my best talented players on the field. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want. I don't want the, oh, I drafted him and he has a name. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the best 11 on the field because I want to win. That's what I'm wanting.
But one thing that Fangio said, that he is not afraid to start a rookie if they're even. Yeah. So
yeah. I'm not afraid to start the best cornerback that came out of this class. Don't make
crazy,
me do it.
It's like, crazy.
I say if they're even, they're leaving. I'm excited. That'll be one thing that I'm excited at. Then again, if he moves inside, may the best man win.
But
one thing I've noticed is Darius Slay, he's a 4-3 guy. Isaiah Rogers is a 4-2-ish guy. Quinyon, 4-3 guy.
Speed, man.
Maddox.
Keeley, 4-2.
4-3. Keeley, 4-3. He's a 4-3 guy. CJ, GJ, he's got some juice on the back end. This is a fast group, dude.
Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of defensive backs, I want to actually give some rare ups to James Bradbury, man. I mean, open to moving to a soft spot at safety, being just transparent about it in the press conference. I give him respect for it. I'm interested to see how it works out. Probably the same way that Jalen Mills worked out at safety, but check it out. You know.
You want that vibe, man. Like, he asked to, like, I'm saying, like, he asked to play safety.
I mean, we just listed out all these corners that are fighting for a spot. If you're realistic and looking at the, who are you, you're not getting playing not time over any of those guys. You're an aged guy in the league so far. You got to get where you can.
So I have a question to you.
Still on the team.
Is that, stop being a bully. All right, I have a question for you guys. Is that accountability or just real?
I think he just sees the writing on the wall for sure. I think he sees that. Yeah,
he did say.
I think it's accountability, and that's why I'm going to accountability.
That's if I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm just repeating what the man said.
I mean, I sent that video to you, and that was hilarious.
That was around the time where Evan took his fall on the pole.
hey, Heather, Heather G, shout out to Heather G, said, hey, guys, can you please all look at the screen and smile? I need a screenshot pic for my Eagles classroom. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hope you got it.
Got it.
Nice. You look like some kids.
Hey, Eagles make me smile. Eagles make me smile all day. Now Carl asked, are the corners going to be good this year? Yes. This goes back to everything that we, you know, you look at last year. That was the corners were a problem. Slay was dealing with the injury all season, and then he got his surgery. And it just was a problem. It was a problem this whole secondary. Slot, we could talk about 11 different combinations in the slot. Guys off the street were starting. We had Mario Goodrich, the guy that got cut today. He was playing slot cornerback. It was the LA game. Wasn't he starting that game?
Yeah, dude. And you think about
the
like
Jaguars game.
You think about going into that season too. Like obviously Slay still has it, but to have two cornerbacks that are on the north side of 30 that are your starting corners outside, like I feel like talk about the writing being on the wall. I feel like that was kind of there too, where you're obviously going to face some injuries throughout the season.
Mm. Shout out to
you know what you guys are totally right though. You guys said what you guys I think it was two episodes ago. You'd rather have James Bradberry as a backup and leadership role, mentoring the young guys. I definitely agree with you guys. Sorry, Joe.
I was going to say shout out to Aaron from West Coast Hoop Nation. All you West Coast Eagle fans, especially in San Diego, you look for a bar to go to. Hit up your boy Aaron in West Coast Hoop Nation. Give them a follow on Instagram as well. What was I going to say? Someone brought it up in the chat. They asked about
Shipley.
Will Shipley. Mm-hmm. Will Shipley's obviously Saquon was out yesterday for personal reasons. Hurt my soul. But Will Shipley looked great. Couple nice plays. He was on Julian Okawanaro, if I said his name right. The fact that he's making plays and he's looking like he belongs. Coach Singleton was talking about versatility and being versatile. Mm-hmm. Our backs right now that we have are versatile. And you add Gainwell in there. And you Saquon is a different beast in his own right. But if you're going to talk to Breezy, who was with us at camp yesterday, if you're into betting, she said, make sure you bet on Gainwell getting 10-plus yards of receiving this year. Shout out to Breezy. She's a betting genius. I never even thought about that.
What? Getting 10-plus yards in receiving?
She says, if you bet Gainwell to get over 10 yards receiving.
On the entire year?
Every game.
Oh.
You can win a lot of money.
And I got you.
See, this is the thing, though. We went through this last year. You know, AJ even said it. He said, I think, what was it? We had who was the running back last year? Swift. He said Swift was getting – they were throwing the ball to him a lot. And we didn't see it in the game time. So, I need to see it in the game. I can't take that. I can't take that little inkling. I can't. I got to be able
– Gainwell did get yards last year.
Yeah, no, it was underwhelming.
Exactly.
But you guys are missing the point. We're talking about a niche. All he has to do is get 10 yards and you win money. That's how we should bet it.
That's not what I was arguing. We're just
talking about
it. We're done talking about the bets. We moved on from the bets.
Looks like you ain't getting the point.
That's what it sounded like you were saying.
No, I wasn't talking about the bets.
You don't think Gainwell's going to get yards?
I think that Gainwell, from what we've seen, And, you know, it's still very early in camp so far. But from, you know, what's being reported so far, it sounded like he's having a very comfortable, you know, fourth camp, looking like he's supposed to be there. Honestly, like, when he is not supposed, like, he's not supposed to be the guy. And, like, before we got DeAndre Swift, we thought that that was a possibility. We thought he was going to be potentially the starting running back last year. It's too much responsibility for him. But as a changeup pitch coming in,
he's going to be fine.
I like it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
and then you sprinkle in a little Shipley, and, you know, it seems like two backs that can catch out of the backfield. I like it, man. And also, if we're talking about running back four, Tyrion Davis Price is having a good start to the camp, at least. I love myself a big body back, man.
He's had a lot of drops, my friend.
Yeah, he had a good run. Mm. He had one good run.
Let's see.
That run matters.
He's had at least four drops over the last two practices. Not a good thing for the hands.
Same could be said about the rookie wideouts this year too. I mean, I've heard that they have had a very. I mean, we've talked about Anaya Smith, but Johnny Wilson as well, just not doing that great to start out the camp. So hopefully they shake off the nerves.
He's had some flash plays. I just think, you know, they've been playing him in the slot as well. Johnny Wilson, you think his big body on the outside, but like at the Senior Bowl, they were lining him up in the slot as well. Think if you're going to take advantage of those, I think at the catch point, you know, I say down by the goal line, Julio Rowe.
Yeah, but he's got to catch the ball.
No, but I'm saying that's where he can, that's down by the goal line is where I could see him have a role. And the same Julio Jones role that we saw 10-yard turnaround, like, you know, but yeah. Again.
But we wanted that out of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. What was he, like 6'4"?
Yeah,
but we wanted him for that goal line stuff. It's if you can't catch the ball, you can't catch the ball.
But I'm saying
if he didn't consist of an umbrella, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, but I think that's what the role that they're looking at right now for him. Let's see.
Tight end, my brother. He's Mr. Grant Calcaterra.
How did you become your brother? Use your stepson.
You go back and forth with it.
Oh, hold on.
I thought it was Pickett.
You were a concerned dad with Calcaterra.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. My son Grant Calcaterra. I'm not sure if it is a lack of competition. It seems like CJ Uzomah is, you know,
non-existent.
Doing much, but it's seeming like Calcaterra is they're leaning on him right now as the tight end too of the team. Mm-hmm. So I mean that was something that we talked about. That was something that I brought up at least about wanting that two solid tight ends. I missed having that.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I think right now, since they were, I mean, today they put on the pads, you're going to see more blocking out of CJ, you hope. Mm-hmm. They said he hasn't really gained that much separation either. So we'll see. Eagles has landed, says corners are showing out, and John hasn't even hit the field yet. I think I feel bad for him because I feel like 3 weeks as a rookie, not a good situation to be in. Just yeah. From a, you know, they could say as much as they want to say about mental reps, but for a rookie first camp, yeah, you got to be out there. Speaking of not being out there, Sidney Brown, mm-hmm. he's been running around a lot on the sidelines, looking jovial, fit, looking. Tim would appreciate the cleats. He had the Grinch cleats.
Yeah, the Grinch.
And I was like, making a. I said, I looked over at Prom and said, "Yo, he's making a point with those cleats." Sure. You know, just go out here and wear Grinch cleats. But you know, this the whole safety position right now. I really feel like I've seen a whole bunch of plays yesterday with CJ in the middle, putting in work, talking a lot of junk. The vibes were high with him. I feel like we're in good hands. Reed made a couple nice tackles for losses. Mm-hmm. Still, we don't know what he is in space. That is a question mark. Can we agree on that?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. He's a hard worker. That's why I think he's his main focus on this team. You know what I'm saying? Hard worker, understands. He's a student at the game as well. Just needs to get better in space.
So Charles says, so Bradbury will back up Blankenship. You hope, you like the hope. I mean, if when we get the other safety that we're gonna bring in potentially, hopefully.
Speaking to the existence.
I mean, as it stands right now, do you think that that's the biggest concern? I'm team wide receiver over team safety. If we got it,
nah. You know, my biggest concern is probably that guard position. Tyler Steen is out for with his ankle injury. Protecting the quarterback. I want to see. I think for him though, I think he's better at a tackle. He's better as a tackle. That's, I mean, he's a strong dude, but that guard position is very pivotal because you got to protect the quarterback. That's mm-hmm. how the engine starts right there. Protecting the quarterback.
You don't think he can't protect the quarterback?
No, I'm not saying he can't protect the quarterback. But it's kind of. I don't want to say nothing bad. But him getting thrown around by Jalen Carter, I'm like.
I mean, Jalen Carter throws around a lot of people, but I've seen
Mekhi Becton the next one.
Mekhi has thrown our players around.
Protecting the quarterback is my number one.
But wasn't there a question about Mekhi being an every down player? Every down.
We were saying health wise, but again, my biggest concern is Steen. like Steen's supposed to be the penciled in guy. Like, and he's he's already like, we didn't even get pads on, and he's got an ankle. Like ankles, you know, they said that the timetable could be questionable. I don't think it's alarming yet, but I think when you got an ankle early in camp,
For a lineman too.
So Perk is asking about Nakobe and Todd. Going back to the question you had asked earlier, to speak on it. That was one person that stood out yesterday, and I was not feeling the vibe. I wasn't feeling the vibe from coming from Nakobe, bro. It just didn't seem like, I don't know, man. I said that I had to pull Gale. I had to get Gale's attention. I told him, I was like, yo, I'm not feeling his body language. Like, for real.
Is it because he's not with the first team?
I just don't know. I mean, he was on the second team, and that's a possibility. But I mean, he's got to understand. He's got to respect the fact that, you know, I mean, you've been injury prone. You got to work your way back up, man. Shit is just not handed to you. It's not.
I can smell it on them.
One of the beat reporters was like, you know, like it was almost like you were handed a starting position last year, he got like, I wasn't handed nothing in my career. This goes back to college. He's like, I've proved myself. And I feel like, and it's nothing against him or anything. It's just like, it's got to be frustrating because everyone's been waiting for you. Injuries have slowed you down. It is what it is. But you have to just, at the end of the day, you just have to show and prove. Mm-hmm. Like Philly Sports Tracks have proven and showed us a great time. You know, we do have a trip coming up. It's August 30th. I will be on a plane going to Rio. We just put in our trip, me and Amanda, this week, just last week. I'm just saying it's Amanda will be paying for her portion of the trip. Oof. Bank account just hit. But so anyway,
I'm curious.
What's that? Got these other trips here. We have a watch party. In Philadelphia, if you're not going on the trip, that might be where Evan and Prime are hanging out. I don't know. Watch party. We'll have E down there spinning, and then Hollis as well. The Birds take over in New Orleans, Tampa Bay, and New York. And then we have a Birds takeover in Cincinnati, Dallas, Los Angeles, which this is Shady and LeSean will be there. It'll be a great time. But
Shady and LeSean. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. One day you get Shady, the next day you get LeSean.
Brian Dawkins will be in Tampa.
Okay. And the X-Men?
Brian
Dawkins and the X-Men. Jeremiah Trotter and the X-Men.
X-Men. There you go.
And what were you going to say?
I don't know. you throw me off course. You're in the middle.
I'm just doing a big shout out to the Village Sports Chips.
But I think we were talking about Nakobe Dean. It's a shame, man. When we drafted him, I mean, that's the origin of one of the all time Gale photos. In this one,
yeah.
The excitement was off the charts for Nakobe.
It definitely was, man. It definitely was. Listen, I might be overthinking it, but when we get together on Thursday, I'm serious. I just want you, I want you to now look at it. And if you see the same thing that I saw yesterday, then I want you to point it out. All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. I just want to make, I hope I'm wrong, but it just seemed like the body language was just bad.
We need a big boy linebacker, man. I mean, Devin White's good.
It was good to see Trotter on the field yesterday.
Not only do you question his medicals, but you're talking about his size now.
You saw Trot Senior. I assume you're talking about.
No. We saw Junior. Junior was on the field.
Oh, he's back.
Junior was on the field.
And if you guys got any questions in the chat, bring them up. We'll bring them up as a talking point. Let's see, any news on Kendall Milton? He went in, I know he went in, he left practice early, so I'm not exactly sure what the injury is or what happened. Pete Nathan, resident Eagles hater, he says they should put Johnny Wilson at tight end. He's a similar player to how Darren Waller in terms of size and athletic ability. Shout out to our guy that was down with Dom that we were with at the Senior Bowl. He was a Florida State stan. I've asked this multiple times. Can Johnny Wilson play tight end? He said no. That's not where he's like, he's not tough enough. Not taking any weight, but he's like not tough enough from a blocking standpoint to be that guy. But
who did I compare him to earlier? Who were we talking about earlier?
Johnny Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Big body down by the goal line, uses an umbrella, not tough enough.
JJ.
I think you said JJ.
But I think he's more athletic than JJ.
Okay. We'll see in a couple of years.
JJ was not athletic. Put him in the bathroom. Mark says, Reed Blankenship seems to always be in the right place. He has great instincts, just needs to have a better understanding of his angles when he's tackling. I love the football IQ, and I love the – when he sees it, he go gets it. The human protractor.
Human protractor.
That's what I call him. But I don't know about in space.
And so, like – That's what I'm just curious about with like this whole Justin Simmons thing is that I feel like we have relatively decent depth right now at safety. I know some of it's young. With CJ GJ back, with Reed, with the rookies, with I don't know, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think I'm kind of leaning more towards the wide receiver as well.
Going wide receiver three.
Yeah.
Talk about I saw this trade. I'm gonna say it to you. I'd love to see your reactions live. So, a writer had proposed. What's his name? The wide receiver from Patriots, who was on the. Chiefs?
Oh, not Juju. No, come on. No. Hell no.
Dude, Juju hasn't been good since he's been like 22 years old.
Because the
Big Ben years, he hasn't been good.
I was like, when he went over his reading, I was like, ew. I was like, ew, brother. Ew, brother.
We all about getting the locker room back in order. Separating the shit. Nah, we're good.
I don't want nobody doing a halftime doing TikTok.
Yeah, didn't AJ Brown say, yo, if you see me in person,
I'd sign him just for that. Just one day. Bury him at Novacare Complex or something. Yeah.
One day contract with Jay.
What did you say?
Juju.
Hey, Juju going.
Now, Todd asked, does anyone sense Jason Kelsey's missing football from the picture Kylie posted? Is that the one at the Olympics?
Yeah, he might be missing football, but it's over, man. It's over for him.
Talking last night, so my girlfriend's one of her friends actually is a like memorabilia trader, and he gets he works with a lot of players getting signatures and whatnot, and he actually knows Kelsey decently. He's done a bunch of signings with him, and he says that Kelsey, first of all, has lost a ton of weight since last year, which is obvious. And then on top of that, like he is, you know what, like it's almost like the senior that graduated from college doesn't want to leave yet, but also like he's excited for this he's really excited for this Monday night gig as well.
Did you just hear that him and his brother are about to get $100 million for their podcast?
Holy, really?
Yes, they're about to they're about to sign a lucrative deal with New Heights podcast. Like $100 million. He is enjoying retirement.
Yeah,
$100 million to do what we're doing.
He's gonna make as much money off that podcast as he did in his NFL career.
Travis just might retire soon too.
Travis is making movies too. Travis is doing like a movie about I think Basquiat. Actually,
think about it though. from Travis's perspective, like, if put yourself in Travis's shoes, like, you are playing with a generational quarterback, and you are in, you're in the prime of it. Like, there could be Super Bowls to come. Like, would you walk away from that? I don't know. I don't know if I would.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I would walk. It just, it's too good. They got a good thing going.
I mean, I could relate. It's like me. I can't walk away from baseball as much as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I could relate to Travis Kelce for sure.
I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying, like, it's not easy to walk away from, dickhead.
I got you.
Yeah, you're talking about the love of the sport.
I got you.
Yeah, no shit. I'm not making nowhere here. Travis Kelce, buddy. I get that. All right. Thanks for reminding me.
That was such a smart ass.
Yo, we're at camp, right? So I'm asking Mel. I'm like, yo, where's Prime? He's like, oh, he's on his way. And then I didn't even think that it was Prime. I just thought it was some older gentleman that was limping. And then he kept walking closer. And I said, what? And I looked at Prime. I was like, you all right?
Yeah, man, I'm thinking of my brother right now, man. It's my brother alone,
it's, man. Listen, it's all right, man. I get jabs every day, but yeah, I pulled my quad. I need you to talk to me because I gotta get ready by Sunday. Because shout out to the Kings, man. We ended up splitting 1-1, so we got to play one more game this weekend. And yeah, I was hurt.
You can't pulled play quad. Again now Sunday.
Hey, listen, man. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
I said Prime. You tweaked it again.
That's why I say I could kind of relate to Travis on that perspective. That you just can't walk away. I just can't walk away. I've hinted to my wife, to my kids, daddy's done, or you know, babe, this is probably gonna be my last year. And look, yeah, that was 4 years ago, and I'm still playing, bro. It's just the love of the game.
I want a speech. I want him to step somewhere.
We win that championship. I'll put that podium at the museum, and I'll give you a speech.
Fourth and John speech.
I'll give you a fourth and John speech. All right.
Kelly said, guards are moving around so much with pulling and trapping. I don't know if he has that much juice right now. I think he's talking about Becton.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I think he is.
You know what's interesting? Dylan McMahon is getting snaps
on the two and three team. I thought that was interesting. What does that mean to you guys? Does that mean that they like what they see and they want to get as much out of them?
Your boy, your acting counterpart.
He was on the twos.
Yeah, where's Hennessy?
He's on the twos.
Sipping on Hennessy. Private stock, third string. Oh, what? Also, Kennard was getting second team reps.
Yo, his name has been popping up everywhere, especially if you follow Jimmy Kipsky, man. Follow him. He's dope. Been popping up everywhere, man. And I think they really like Kennard. So, yeah.
Pete ask, y'all going to LA game? That would be yes.
DJ Moore just got a... Four-year extension, $110 million. God. 82 guaranteed.
What? These wide receiver numbers are, brother, ew.
Hey, is that what?
Well, 30, I mean, think about
Dallas still can't.
110, that's like 27-ish. 27.5.
And CD over here like, damn, can I
get that? That's what I was about to say.
Supposedly they offered him something the other night. But it doesn't seem like he drew that much interest in it because
if I'm CeeDee Lamb and DJ Moore is getting 27.5 a year, I want 30, bro, at least minimum.
Oh, so you're saying that he wants what's the bull from Detroit? Yeah, St. Brown. He wants that St. Brown contract.
I think that's what he's gunning for. Which I mean, like, dude, that's one of the guys. Like, he's a thorn in our ass, but like. He's a player, bro. Like, you have to give some respect up. Like, he is a legitimate wide receiver in this league. He's a beast.
Damn, 82.
That's a lot of money, man. Not that I'm mad at it. It's just like, it is what it is, but the numbers are just crazy. Are crazy right now.
But I do love, Rakshak brings up a good point, like, having to pay Lamb and Parsons around the same time. Oof. That's going to be tough.
It is tough.
It's
They going through it.
Hey, everybody can't make it. The Niners going through it too.
And Dak too.
Figure out.
Brandon, yeah, you can't. They can't even figure his situation out either.
Yeah. And Trent Williams is like, I ain't even coming to camp. I hope
he never come back to camp. I hate that dude.
Well, the Cowboys also lost one of their defensive ends, Sam Williams.
Sam Williams.
I said that to bro yesterday. I was like, look, man, you know what I mean? I can't stand y'all, but never want to go ahead and
wish no injuries.
No injuries.
Now, Mark says he's doing Washington. Mr. Meza says he's going to Brazil. Have to meet up down there. Mark asked, is there a 4th and John meetup Thursday? We will be meeting up in the stadium. We're going to take a nice little relaxing opportunity to go to the pro shop like all you other degenerates. There'll be a yard sale type. Very, very, like, if you're going to buy your family some merch, this would be the day to do it. Can you agree on that, Brian?
I can agree.
Merch is super cheap.
As the Frugal Gang commander, I can tell you that I got one of my favorite Eagles jackets years ago on the pro day sale. It's great. Still wear it to this day because I'm frugal.
Oh, so it's still at that frugal level. We can go ahead and find you something this year.
I'm always at that.
Can I get a phone call get to the pro shop? Can I get a phone call when you get to the pro shop? That's what I need.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Tim, look what we got.
That's messed up. I'm always on your side. You don't do me like that. It's messed up.
I'm just saying. Got you, bro. Got you.
Gail got me. I know Gail got me.
I'll give you a shout out. Perk says,
shout out.
He's gonna walk in the door and go, yo. Hey, yo, shout out Tim. All right, I'll take that.
hey, Tim will tell you, I'll be in a Nike outlet, like, yo, you're on the side, so and so. I'll be looking out.
He'd be looking out for you.
Ask Prime. Prime knows. I'll be like, in some random store, I'm like, only this degenerate will want this stuff,
yes, sir.
Next time I'm in the shoe store, I'll do that for you. I won't tell you. I'll just buy it for you.
Tim, I still got your shirt here.
But I know you do. I know.
I'm gonna be at Evan right now. Wait till you get here, and then I can just hand it to you. I'm not gonna mail it out.
That's funny.
Where my bank account is set up right now, and I can't afford to.
Perk asked, "How's Jacob Harris looking?" At practice, I didn't notice him. Definitely going to do more research on that. I haven't really seen anything on Jacob Harris.
What number is he? 48?
He's a number where you're definitely not making it.
Yeah.
He's like 46 in the Tybo class.
Speaking of numbers.
I gotta speak on your brother, Evan, though. Your brother was slinging the ball yesterday in some tight spots. He had a nice pass to Will Shipley, like right between two defenders. But he was looking pretty good. You know what I mean? So I think that's something to definitely look out for the preseason. Put him to work a lot.
I don't hate him as a backup quarterback, honestly. I mean, I think that his time in Pittsburgh was short, and it was with, you know, some subpar and injured wide receiver play. But while we were talking about numbers right there, I kind of heard something a little bit interesting. Talk about how Josh Sweat changed to number 19. His original plan was to change to 9, but he was denied. What do you guys think about that?
Nick Foles, baby.
That's Nick Foles.
Yeah, no shit, guys. Thanks. Do you think they're going to retire the number? That's what I'm getting at. Do
you think they're going to retire? You asked the question.
Oh, I guess they let him know he don't got a big one, man. That's the reason why he can't get number
9. Oh, yo,
hey, son. So do you? What my question was, do you think that this is a temporary, like, we're not going to let any player have it for the next 15-20 years, or do you think it's like a no, we're actually going to retire Nick Foles' number?
I think they're going to retire it
because you can't have 15, 9, 25, 20,
12,
5. Yeah, can't have 12.
You know this
99.
Dang, I got it.
Five.
My bad.
I said 5.
Yeah, we said 5.
You can bring 5 back down.
Whoa, that's disrespectful.
Just saying.
Five loves you. Five loves you.
Now, Aaron asks, are we going to be feeling Hassan's loss, or is Huff going to make us forget about him? I just think I'm just say like Cam Jurgens, how Cam Jurgens is going to take his role to the next level. I feel like Huff will take it to the next level. I wouldn't even – Hassan is Hassan. He was almost a defensive MVP a couple years back. I think
look how much he's missed now. He's not. We haven't even started the season. Like,
if you listen to Fangio say, he's like, yeah, like Huff is, you know, we haven't seen him do certain things yet, but you know,
brutally
like,
honest.
And then you got Hassan that's cosplaying Ghost of Tsushima over in Japan, Katana. What the hell's going on over there?
Ghost of Tsushima, very good game. I don't know if any of you played it.
I knew that would get you.
Chef's kiss. Oh, beautiful game. Beautiful game. Big Fish Little Boat says, do you all think Howie trades the cornerback who loses the battle for CB2? I think Eli Ricks.
Is he trading Bradbury?
Could be a guy. I think, you say Bradbury could be a guy. My other thought was right tackle. A couple of right tackles went down. Would they trade Becton?
No. I'd rather have the depth.
You need depth.
Especially when you're talking about him potentially being that starting guy over Steen. Like, if he's proven that, I'd rather not toy with it and just have the depth on the team.
They do like Kennard, I will say
that. That signing that they had today, I'm like,
Why not go after Zach Horn? Why not go after? I know he's coming.
Is it a billion dollars?
No.
Cowboys are never letting him go.
They're not true.
No, not Zach Martin. Who is he? You know what I'm talking
Colin?
About.
Landon Collins?
No.
Safety?
The guard that went with the Dolphins?
He was a center. He played for the Cowboys a couple years ago. Now he played for the Dolphins.
He just got picked up by
now he does the Van Ginkle role.
Yeah, no, I ain't not. I'm not.
Speaking of Van Ginkle role, Zach Bond.
You got me thinking.
Zach Bond. he's getting most of those. He's the favorite for start right now.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, Connor Williams.
My bad.
I apologize for that, Zach Bond. But he did play the
count. Zach Bond seems like, you know. He said this role that he's playing here with the Eagles is more like what he played at Wisconsin. So, we'll see. I'm still – Oren Burks dealing with an injury still. Any other linebackers? I know you
– I did hear that Devin White has been great in coverage.
That's a positive
because we haven't had a linebacker that was able to cover.
He's been running around the field. White has been
letting Kazir White go was a huge mistake in my opinion.
Yes, letting Kazir White go. I mean, he didn't have a great year when it came to tackling, but when it was coverage,
yeah,
he was the best. He was the best linebacker we had, and he was signed for cheap in Arizona. Mm-hmm. He signed super cheap. I don't understand why they didn't bring him back.
Heather says Micah is waiting to come to Philly.
Could you imagine? You imagine taking Saquon from the Giants and then taking Micah from the Cowboys?
They would hate us.
So good.
Do you understand? You understand the jersey sales that Michael made?
Oh my god!
If he came back.
Yeah.
You understand? That'd be crazy.
Well, I mean, he's got some Penn State stance, but the fact that when we were at Lehigh and he was a Devontae
Smith. Would you want him rocking that 11?
No.
I mean, that's AJ's number. He ain't taking
it. The fans at the Devontae Smith softball game booed him, and the look on his face, he looked crushed. He's like, aren't you my Penn State fan? They booed him. Like no other. It was great.
You got the star on your helmet, D. That's it.
Every time he talks about people that we drafted, he's always getting hurt. He has something to say about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Todd asked about the backup quarterbacks. Tanner, they said, has looked a little bit better than Kenny Pickett. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is just talking about Kenny slinging that thing.
I mean, he had a you know, had a nice, couple nice throws, but some of the beats have said that Tanner has looked a little bit more polished in this offense. I've heard a lot of rollouts, play action with Jalen that they're seeing down in the red zone.
So are you thinking that the quarterback room has pretty much been made up at this point? I mean, I think that Will Greer should maybe start packing his bags.
Oh, give him number 13. Give it up.
Will Greer is just the playbook.
He's just the Cowboys playbook, you're saying?
He helps the install. He was what – yo, I'm still mad at – what's his name?
Chase Daniel. He came in with a mask.
He was the highest paid clipboard holder. And... Yo,
look how much Chase Daniel has made in his NFL career. It is crazy, ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's got like 10 games to talk about.
And now he's doing podcasts for The Athletic now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that I'm hating. Now, I'm just saying.
Yeah, get your bag, man.
I am.
Get your bag.
Hater of the year. Hater of the year.
Now Charles asks, does Saquon break his record of 1,300 yards this season?
I say yes.
Prime, what do you say?
Yes.
Give me 1150. I'm cool. I just need you to go ham it in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, I can't wait to see Saquon.
I don't know, man.
It's getting there for me.
I really think that, like, I have this feeling in my bones that Saquon comes out hot, man. That you know, running behind this line, like I really like have my bold prediction for that first game of the year. Of all the predictions I could put out there, I think Saquon goes for 200 that game.
Start the season off.
Saquon.
And then Primo has to buy a jersey.
I said it. I'm going to stay to my word. I'm going to stay to my word.
I'll even go live.
The jersey.
1,800 combined, 15 TDs. Evan said over 2,000 combined. Mm-hmm. Saquon,
you imagine like a little 1,500 yards rushing, 500 yards receiving.
My thing is, there's been many times I've seen Saquon running down the sidelines at Giants at MetLife.
Yeah,
I could just only imagine he's got one epic run in him this year.
One,
bro. One of those epic runs.
Like, going to have an epic
like Marshawn grabbing his junk on the way in the end zone type of epic.
Like, because remember when he played the Eagles,
he might do that against the Giants.
He crossed over like 8 dudes, and then he ended up on the other side of the field. There's one where he pieced up on the sideline. I was like,
yes, that's the one I want. Can you do that in the Eagles? Please,
I remember that.
That was tough.
Someone asked Coach Singleton what his reaction was when they picked up Saquon, and he couldn't, like, he was trying to be like presidential about it, like not give, but you could see it in his face. He was like, he said all the backs that he studied, you know, being a running backs coach, he studied every single back in the league. He still couldn't believe that we got Saquon. So,
and he brings up another good point too, talking about like how Saquon played most of his games in what is widely regarded as the least favorite field among NFL players.
Ask Aaron Rodgers.
An injury haven, yeah.
Ask Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. He sued him.
I think Aaron Rodgers is scared to start the season.
Yo, he started getting liners, too. That's they did him dirty.
Alexis says, talk about the 360 Gale with moves at the train. You just step in this box and they have someone coaching you. And they say, I don't know, flex, do your muscles, do something. Me and Prime did one that last year. So it's a thing down there. Are you too old to be in there? Am I too old? Probably. probably to be in there. I posted that video on our socials, like, hey, am I too old to do this? Maybe, but I like it. Yeah. Good times though. Big Fish Little Boat says everyone is sleeping on Goddard. Pro Bowl. I think he's got an opportunity to shine. It's just a matter.
I gotta say something. He's our Kyle Pitts, man. That's not a shot. Kyle Pitts is still a good tight end, but it's no,
Kyle Pitts. Careful. Be careful saying that. He's not getting used right in Atlanta.
He's definitely not getting used right. I don't think Dallas Goedert's getting used right in Philadelphia. I think that the hype train for Dallas Goedert is huge every offseason, is my point. Yeah, and I think that he has the potential to be that guy, but he just isn't leaned on enough in the offense to get the numbers that the offseason hype warrants.
I know the exact move, the touchdown dance that Dallas Goedert gets when he gets an end zone.
Oh, yeah?
You're saying? And he said, Kyle Pitts, what, bitch?
Yeah, he's too old to be in there. He's
too old to be in there. What are you doing, man?
I think Dallas Goedert is good. Like, my thing is, like, I think he's going to have streaky games. And again, we've all kind of talked about it, is the body language. It's been like a common thing. Body, like, I need to see the guys locked in when you're not getting the rock. Mm-hmm. Like, when I don't know if you guys have been on teams where you have a teammate that's like, if someone scores, the other guy is sulking on the bench. Or like,
yeah,
going back
selfish. Yeah.
You can't have that. And I think I've heard Saquon in multiple interviews being like, you're going to be behind this awesome line. You're going to have the monster. He's like, to me, he's like, at this point in my career, like, I'm part of the team. I'm locked in. Like, if A.J. Brown goes off and I don't have the big game, am I going to be upset? And he's like, no, this is about the team. Like, so I think if it – okay, let me – not that I'm trying to stir the pot, but if you had to choose one player on the offensive unit that would – feel a certain way about numbers,
AJ.
I shouldn't stir the spot.
Yeah, don't.
Now we'll.
But
we'll,
you want to?
We'll keep it. We'll keep it positive. We'll save that for after the show. We're gonna keep it positive.
To answer, I forget. I don't know if it was Rakshak or who asked if he. Yeah, if he's played an entire season without getting hurt. One, his rookie year, he played without getting hurt. And then he had 15 games played, 11, 15, 12, 14. So, I mean, he's missed time every year, but I mean, for the most part, he makes most games. You know, just had a couple of, 11 games played in 2020 and 12 in 2022. But other than that, he's been pretty much there.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Does anyone have a Dallas Goedert jersey?
I don't.
Isn't that interesting? Do you have a Zach Ertz jersey?
I do not.
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. Do you have a Julie Ertz jersey?
If I could get one, I would.
Of course you would.
Congratulations on your wedding, Lucky.
Thank you, Julie.
I like how he went to the gym.
We're ready for everything and anything on this podcast. But before we get out of here, shout out to Bud Light for holding down the tailgate. Always a good time. Shout out to Red Bull for, you know, the suds.
Shout out Nadia.
The Red Bull suds. Nadia and Andrew. Shout out to those guys. We gave Andrew a chain. It made his day. Shout out to Crafty John, who made us these lovely chains.
I need mine.
If you need a custom chain,
Crafty. I also John. Love the gradient around the outside too.
Yeah, I mean he does a great job. So
he sounds crazy.
If you need a chain, custom chain for any occasion, Crafty John will make it for you. If it's like your softball team, your baseball team, Prime's base. Does the baseball team have any chains?
We're in talks. Need a banana one, right? Need
a
banana.
We do have a banana one.
Okay. But if you need a chain, go to Crafty John. Speaking of winers, Jesse Wines. Whining for a photographer.
Whiners.
A photo.
I know, Jesse.
On Thursday, we have to make a photo for the tailgate.
Okay.
All right. He's got big plans for that. And then, other than that, shout out to last. And it's not last but not least, but Tina from Conch Hawk and Italian Bakery for all her love, her family, create these awesome tomato pies. I'm geeked up for the season. Tailgate season's almost here.
Mm-hmm. I was what's it called? I was just scrolling through Twitter earlier today, and they were talking about the Hall of Fame game being like next week. I'm like, damn, bro, we are in it. We are back.
Hall of Fame game next week, right? Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Mark says, "Can you make a chain with your cat's face on it, Ev?"
Oh yeah, hell yeah, I'm in. I got a sweatshirt with her face on it.
Ev, do you have anything to report on about your cat?
She's loving the new furniture. Gail, want to thank you.
Did you really push him to say that?
No, not that part. But bro, we had to get that out of the house because I was getting heat. I was catching strays every week.
I was catching collateral damage because then I have Gail calling me. He's like, "You need to get this stuff out of my house, man."
Did he pay for it?
Yeah, I dropped all the stuff off. It was like we had two cars waiting for us to get in the parking spots.
I didn't even turn around, and Gail already had a handful of shit. He's like, "I'm stuffing it in my trunk."
You know, the two cars are like, "Are you guys gonna move?" I said, "We're passing off items, okay? You're gonna have to wait, okay?" Any of you guys watching the Olympics?
Hell yeah, love the Olympics.
Oh,
favorite Olympic moment right now.
I don't know. I guess I would go. I was enjoying swimming the first night. You know, men's 4x100 took home the gold.
4x100
for the for swimming.
Okay. Not track yet. It ain't track.
Yeah,
yet,
not
right?
track yet. Simone Biles doing her thing. She's the goat. She's continuing to do her thing. Happy she got another gold. Yeah, go US, bro.
She got a jacked up calf, and she's still her
thing over there. Yo, the cheerleading star in the house.
We can't hear you.
Cheerleading champion.
Mr. Technical Operator over here. Hi. Hey. Congratulations on the cheerleading.
Thank you.
Let us know when we can get autographs.
We got the raffle for the t-shirts.
Okay.
Wow.
So, so we're going to have two winners. I have a whole bunch of XLs, your XLs and the largest. And the dynamic duo. Yes. Dang, I can't get that right. Mm. And I have my lovely daughter as my model. She's going to pick out the name. So we're going to
two names
for
the T's.
one went flying.
Drum roll, please.
So drum roll will be, oh, Arizona's own William Malon 982. So that's going to be
very cool. And love some local shipping.
Yeah, local YouTube, shipping.
YouTube comments. These are the winners from YouTube comments.
Yes. Yeah. Next one will be.
Oh, no.
Dang, girl. Since today, June. Thank you for your help.
We got Steve and Harvey. Next
will be Joey King 1911. So you
Joey
are the
Joey King. Very nice. Yeah. See you later. Congrats. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, the Yvanna White. That'd be your left. That's it to the right.
Bye.
See you later.
So, yeah. The Will, a shout out to Joey King. You guys have won one shirt each of the Dynamic Duo. I'm getting that right. Boom, Dynamic Duo.
Yeah, cool.
Shout out to Brother Lee Life. Check him out. He got some dope stuff, man. So check him out. Check him out on IG. Brother Lee Life.
I also have one pair of shades. Shout out to the Eagles for giving out shades at the at camp. So go Birds. All you have to do is in the comments on the YouTube channel, just type in Go Birds.
I'm loving this new format, by the way, because it used to be out of nowhere. He's like, Evan, give me a trivia question. Then I'm put on the spot here out of nowhere, not even knowing we were doing a giveaway.
All you got to do is type in Go Birds to get the – these are from the Eagles.
Okay, cool.
Just type in Go Birds in the YouTube comments. For those who are hard at listening and hearing, if I could sign, I would. But go to the YouTube comments, type in Go Birds for a chance to get these shades. Cool. Before we get out of here.
Thank you for the corduroy, guys.
Oh, nice. Looking nice. Got the corduroy, John.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it looks nice.
My little snapback, John. You know what I'm saying? I love that.
Very nice. One thing you got to get off your chest before we get out of here.
Here we go with the get off your chest shit.
You want me to start? I'll go.
Yeah,
I'll go ahead.
A lot of my stuff is yard related or homeowner related. I woke up the other day and I saw this lady in our flower. Like we got, you know, we got to like, there's some flowers coming up on the side of the yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
She stole flowers at the yard and she looked around and I'm looking at her because I'm drinking my coffee. I usually drink my coffee in the morning, look out the window, and she's looking. She's like, I know I shouldn't be doing this. Then she yanks a flower. Is that a violation?
Big time.
Would you?
Big time.
So me and Amanda are looking. We're like, should we go chase her down? Or do we?
Chase her down is kind of wild. You should have said something from the jump. But you gotta say something from like, you gotta say something from the jump. Cause I do that
you
all the time.
Walk out with your coffee in your hand and everything. Like, yo, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
She was walking the dog. She stops at the dog and then she looks and she's like, she looks at this. It's we didn't plant the flower. It just grows. It looks nice, but she ripped it out and it kept walking.
Oh, I thought you planted it.
That's a big time violation, man.
Yeah. You should be staying at people's yards. Stay at people's yards. I know I sound old, but hey, listen, stay out of my yard.
Yeah, I don't think that's an old thing to think.
Yeah, off my lawn.
I mean, I'm going to have, I guess, not similar, but in the name of things looking nice. I grew up in the suburbs. I now have lived in the city for a few years now. I love Philadelphia. It's my favorite city on earth. But there's one thing that bothers me, man. Can you guys throw your trash out in a freaking trash can? Like, it actually... It infuriates me. I have watched several people just like, you know, just walking down the street and spike a soda can into the ground like they're freaking Rob Gronkowski. And I'm like, can you not just hold it till the end of the block? There's trash cans everywhere. I hate going to a new city, and every city I go to, thankful to, for Philly sports trips, but every city I go to, my takeaway is like, this place is so much cleaner than where I live. Have a little bit of pride in where you live, and pick up your trash. That's what I got to say.
29 going on 57. Love it.
So mine's going to be kind of similar to yours, but I have a dog. His name is Philly. He is a shih tzu poodle. Love him to death, right? When I take him on walks, it's usually in the morning because it's too damn hot in Arizona. It's like 108, 109, right? But if you're going to take a dog on a walk, please pick up the doo-doo. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Yo, son. I'm tired of hearing squish on my shoes, son. I had J's on the other day. I'm taking my dog out. Damn. And it was a squish on my Jordan 3s. You know how mad I was? I want to hear squish on my Jordan 3s, bro.
Pick up your doo-doo.
I'm tired of... Yeah, pick up your doo-doo, B.
Pick up that your doo-doo, B.
Pick up your doo-doo, B. Come on, man. Tired of that, man. Tired of it, son. Pick up your doo-doo, man. Come on, man.
Prime.
Yeah, frustrating,
I'm going to probably piss you two off, man, because y'all owners and everything. But these goddamn cats in my neighborhood, I'm tired of them. I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy me an airsoft gun and I'm going to start wilding out on these little fuckers. All right. They're in my goddamn trash first thing in the morning.
Starving.
They freak me out as I'm walking around the corner. I don't care. Put me in the bathroom. I'm walking around the corner of my garage and they always jumping out of my damn trash cans. All right. It's too early for that shit. I mean, come on. I got cannon reflexes. Like, you can't be jumping out of the trash can like that on me. You know
what is that?
Let me ask you a question, Primo. You got any mice around your house?
I ain't got no mice around my house.
Exactly. Thank those cats.
He lives in the suburbs, bro.
But you think mice don't travel over to the suburbs?
Man, the goddamn
not where he's cat, at.
It don't need to happen, man. It started off with one. Now I got seven in the neighborhood. All right. I'm living in a real life Garfield episode right now. Like, they all coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Shirt. I'm gonna get one. I'm telling you, like, I'm really trying to
make an example
being
out of
that guy. But I'm telling head you, on it's gonna happen, man. And my neighbor across the street, directly across the street from me, is on the same. You know, I mean, he's on the same boat with me. Like, he's like, yo, when you get one, buy me one. I'll refund you the money. No problem. I'm gonna go get it. We gonna go ham on these things. It's getting ridiculous. If I catch them, I'm delivering them to one of you guys. All right.
I'm gonna be checking the medicals on them, bro. Sorry.
This shit is annoying, man. It's annoying. I really try to be patient, but it's starting to get out of hand.
We have two rogue cats in my neighborhood. They've been nicknamed by the neighbors as Harper and Schwarber. They roll up. They're husky. We open the door for our cat in the morning. She gets to catch the sun, and both of them are outside trying to holler at my cat. And I said, yo, don't be trying to holler at my cat. So my cat is just like, who are these two?
So they're strapping young lads.
Yo, take it down the street. Okay. last word before we get out of here, Tim.
Your word is bomb. Pick up your doo-doo, B. last word. Camp is here. Hall of Fame game. Shout out to Mara Reese, man. He's about to go on the Hall of Fame next week. So shout out to him.
Wow.
And shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles and the organization, bro. They do such a great job with keeping the fans included, entertained. And like, I live in Arizona and I always go back home and it's like, it's such a great experience, man. So I definitely wanted to get that off my chest and say thank you to Jeffrey Lurie and the Philadelphia Eagles as an organization. Appreciate you.
Nice one, Primo.
Just looking forward to Thursday, catching up with you fellas, some Eagles live practicing. And again, another big shout out to my teammates on the Haddonfield Kings. We split 1-1. We are tied up with the number one seed, so we're one game away from eliminating the number one seed so we can get to the championship game. I'm going to do everything in my power to get healthy for Sunday. As I'm doing the show, I got I got the thing going on right now, trying to get the.
You got some icy hot. With the icy
I got
hot.
Some icy hot. Everything, stem. Man. Yeah, I'm trying to get ready. You know what I mean? Trying to get back to the big game with these boys. But other than that, you know, everybody stay safe. Hope to see you guys on Thursday. You know where we're going to be at. It's going to be a nice, calm, collective day for us. We're going to go ahead and just be at the pro shop and just chill and, you know, catch up with you guys. And looking forward to talking some Eagles football.
We will be announcing where we're going to be sitting. So if you want to come and meet, we'll definitely be saving some seats. Brian, are you announcing to the homies that this is your last game? Is this your Brandon Graham season or you got one more?
Your victory lap?
No, this is not it for me.
Okay, just ask.
Stop.
What, you didn't want to go out in the injury? You didn't want to go out?
I'm not going out. I'm not going out like that. Hell no, man. Shit. Oh, boy.
Mr. Ken Griffey over there, senior.
Mr. Hamstrings. Mr. Hamstrings.
Until I can't do it no more, I'll stop.
Yeah, for me, no, I'm just going to echo exactly what you guys had said as well. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing not only you guys this Thursday, but seeing everybody that, you know, we go and tailgate with. It's not going to be a tailgate this Thursday for everybody that is going to be asking. But, you know, we're going to be all chilling in the section together. It's pretty much open seating, first come, first serve when you get down there. So we're just going to get down there early. Grab a spot, and then we'll just kind of have a little home base. Usually we end up being by the tunnel where the players come out. But, yeah, just looking forward to seeing all y'all guys. And looking forward to watching the practice too, man. Like, that is one of the underrated days of the offseason for me. I love just, first of all, just that feeling of being back inside the link. That always just hits home. Like, anytime you walk in there, you're like – we're back. Like the grass is green. You know, there's all the hope in the world for the season. Everybody's healthy for the most part. So yeah, looking forward to that feeling and looking forward to just taking some notes on some guys that, you know, we've been talking about.
Might have to get there a little early to get first in line. That's the key. Starts at what? 6 o'clock, Primo?
6:30.
6:30?
6:30 is starting.
So yeah. Might have to get down there early. It's a potential day to get some content. By the way, we could potentially do that. Primo says no cats.
Cats can't read signs.
Sorry, that's gonna be my shirt.
there's a documentary called Primo Hates Cats. That'll be out there.
Starring me.
I appreciate everyone in the comments. Appreciate all the people that we've been meeting out. Shout out to Jeff from Red Bull. We met him at the event. He said he moved here from England. He said he listened to the Fourth and Jones podcast, and he said that's how he became an Eagles diehard Eagles fan. So
I was hoping you were going to do the accent and everything.
Yeah, me too. Gail
was killing it.
I like to use accents if you don't know, but
Gail's nice with him.
But the fact that, you know, that's the biggest compliment anyone can ever give to us, or, you know, just listen to this podcast. If you get the vibes, you know, telling us that that's how you became a diehard Eagle fan, and now it's been 10 years later, and he just. Those are the kind of moments I love. Again, those that kind of energy as we get into the season, it's here. I still can't believe we're going to be in Brazil in a couple weeks. That's going to be crazy. The fact that I'm going to be on a plane that long is going to be crazy. But what the Eagles are the only thing that can get me to do this. Nothing, no one else, nothing else but the Eagles and my love for the Eagles. So it's just going to be a great time. So get down to camp on Thursday. It's going to be a great night. Shout out to Kiki. Shout out to my cousin. Sarah asked what time the doors open. I think they're going to open a little bit earlier.
Probably like 6.
Earlier than that.
Yeah, probably earlier than that.
Yeah.
Because they let people out on the field to enjoy that.
Oh, I was good. You mean gates into the parking lot or you mean gates into the stadium?
It's to the stadium.
Okay.
Parking is free, so I think that's going
to
be.
Hey, you got to get to the pro shop early, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because if not, all that stuff is going to be gone. Okay. But if you guys have any questions, shoot us a DM. And we'll get back to you. But as always, fly goes fly. And we'll see you guys in the next
Awkward.
Word.
Go, Birds.
Awkward.